With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As the nation mourns the assassination of Charlie Kirk, political analyst Matthew Dowd has been fired for his commentary on the death.
Dowd was a political analyst at MSNBC. He said shortly after the shooting death of the conservative activist Charlie Kirk that he was a divisive figure. MSNBC said Dowd, a paid political analyst, is no longer with the network. Both MSNBC president Rebecca Kutler and Dowd issued public apologies following his commentary. Dowd said Kirk is, quote, constantly sort of pushing the sort of hate speech aimed at certain groups. Dowd added that he thinks hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which lead to hateful actions. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Meanwhile, the legend of Charlie Kirk is being remembered, looking for a way to channel his political strategies and energies into action following a rejection from West Point. Kirk was 18 when he launched a grassroots organization called Turning Point USA. Hundreds of South Korean workers now home. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
A plane carrying more than 300 workers from South Korea who were detained during an immigration raid on a battery factory in Georgia last week has now left Atlanta bound for South Korea. The detained workers had been held at an immigration detention center before being bused to Atlanta for their flight after their first scheduled flight was canceled amid questions on whether they would be leaving under voluntary departure or deportation. South Korea's president has urged the U.S. to improve its visa system. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump at Yankee Stadium Thursday night as the Yanks defeated the Detroit Tigers 9-3. Mr. Trump greeted players before the game and, as always, predicted a Yankees win, recalling past games with late owner George Steinbrenner. This is SRN News. Victims of the civil war in Sudan are getting some badly needed help.
Christian Solidarity International is ministering to people in refugee camps, most of whom are Christians, providing food and other emergency items. CSI has reached more than 9,000 people in separate camps in the Nuba Mountains and the Blue Nile region. The Sudanese government has been in a long-running war with the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group. As many as 18 million people have been displaced. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Great. 100 years of silence, a pipe organ that researchers say is the oldest in the Christian world has come back to life at a monastery in Jerusalem's Old City. Composed of original pipes from the 11th century, the instrument emitted a full sound as musician David Cataluna played a short piece for a small audience this week. Now, researchers believe the Crusaders brought that very organ to Bethlehem in the 11th century. This is SRN News. A judge has blocked the federal government's effort to remove dozens of immigrant children. Here's Mike Hempen.
The ruling covers 57 Guatemalan children and another 12 from Honduras living in shelters or foster care. They are between the ages of 3 and 17. U.S. District Judge Rosemary Marquez has extended for at least another 2 weeks a temporary restraining order issued over Labor Day weekend. Lawyers representing the children say they fear going home and that the government is not following laws designed to protect migrant children. The Trump administration argues it's acting in the best interest of the children by trying to reunite them with their families. I'm Mike Hempen.
Well, the National Hockey League saying that five players acquitted of sexual assault charges back in 2018 will be eligible to sign a contract in October and play by December 1st. More details at srnnews.com.